Destined, Book Number 4 in the Vampire Journals. Written by Morgan Rice. Narrated by Emily Gittleman. Fact. In 2009, the first intact corpse of a supposed vampire was discovered on the small island of Lazaretto Nuovo in the Venice Lagoon. The vampire, a woman who died by plague in the 16th century, was found buried with a brick in her mouth, supporting the medieval belief that vampires were behind plagues like the Black Death. Fact. Venice in the 1700s was unlike any place on Earth. People flocked there from around the world to join in its lavish parties and balls, and to dress in elaborate costumes and masks. It was normal for people to walk the streets in full costume. For the first time in history, there was no longer gender inequality. Women, previously kept down by authority, could now disguise themselves as men and could thus gain access to anywhere they wished. Oh, my love, my wife, death that hath sucked the honey of thy breath hath had no power yet upon thy beauty. Thou art not conquered. Beauty's ensign yet is crimson in thy lips and in thy cheeks. William Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet. Chapter 1. Assisi, Umbria, Italy, 1790. Caitlin Payne awoke slowly, completely enveloped in the blackness. She tried to open her eyes, to get her bearings on where she was, but it didn't do any good. She went to move her hands, her arms, but that didn't work either. She felt covered, immersed in a soft texture, and she couldn't figure out what it was. It was heavy, weighing her down, and with each passing moment, it seemed to get heavier. She tried to breathe, but as she did, she realized her passageways were blocked. Panicking, Caitlin tried to take a deep breath through her mouth, but when she did, she felt something get lodged deep in her throat. Its smell filled her nose, and she finally realized what it was. Soil. She was immersed in soil, covering her face and eyes and nose, entering her mouth. She realized it was heavy because it was weighing down on her, getting heavier by the second, suffocating her. Unable to breathe, unable to see, Caitlin entered into full-fledged panic. She tried to move her legs, her arms, but they, too, were weighed down. In a fit, she struggled for all she was worth and finally managed to dislodge her arms just a bit. She eventually raised them up, higher and higher. Finally, she broke through the soil and felt her hands make contact with the air. With a renewed strength, she flailed with all she had, frantically scraping and clawing the soil off of her. Caitlin finally managed to sit up, soil pouring all over her. She brushed at the dirt, clinging to her face, her eyelashes, pulled it out of her mouth, her nose. She used both hands, hysterical, and finally, cleared enough to be able to breathe. Hyperventilating, she took in huge, gulping breaths, never more grateful to be able to breathe. As she caught her breath, she began coughing, racking her lungs, spitting out soil from her mouth and nose. Caitlin pried open her eyes, eyelashes still caked together, and managed to open them enough to see where she was. It was sunset, the countryside. She was lying immersed in a mound of soil in a small, rural cemetery. As she looked out, she saw the stunned faces of a dozen humble villagers, dressed in rags, staring down at her in utter shock. Beside her was a gravedigger, a beefy man, distracted by his shoveling. He still didn't notice, didn't even look her way as he reached over, shoveled another pile of dirt, and threw it her way. Before Caitlin could react, the new shovelful of dirt hit her right in the face, covering her eyes and nose again. She swatted it away and sat up straighter, wiggling her legs, using all her effort to get out from under the fresh.